Good morning. Welcome to church on this long weekend. It's great to see our space filled up, and so glad you've chosen to join us this morning. Well, this morning is special not just because it's a long weekend, and not because you're here, although that's special. It's special because we wrap up our Summer Psalms series this morning. And some of you are thinking, finally. Others of you, like me, are thinking, we just got started. There was 150 of them, and we got through about 10, I think. So this morning, we're going to look at Psalm 119. And I want to ask you a question. Who here has ever read through the entire Psalm 119? Hands up. Show it proudly. Awesome. That is impressive, because it's a long psalm, and to sit there and read it in one setting takes about 16 to 17 minutes, which, you know, that's only a third of a Netflix show, so that's no big deal, right? You put it in perspective. We're going to read through the psalm together this morning. So what do you think is the main theme of Psalm 119? Any guesses? Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, well. Okay.
Just a guess.
Mike, yeah. Psalm 119 focuses on the goodness and richness of God's word. And I'm going to suggest to you that Psalm 105 would be one of the key verses. And Ron, you can't answer this because you texted me that one this morning not knowing I was going to refer to it. What does Psalm 119:105 say? Yeah, go say it louder.
From Pioneer Girls.
From Pioneer Girls.
My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A lot of you can quote that as well. Author Paul David Tripp says this verse shows us that the focus of God's word is not just on theological information. The focus is on moral wisdom that comes through God's word. And he goes on to add that we should pay special attention to the word picture in this short verse. When you're walking at night in an unfamiliar place, you need something to shine on the pathway and on your feet so that you know where to go. This is a picture of the practical, everyday way in which God's word guides and transforms us. The Bible is never meant just to be a body of information, mental information. It's not meant to be relegated to just religious dimensions of your life. It is given to guide everything that we do, everything we think, everything we desire. So it's not just informational. It's meant to be transformational. So, who wrote Psalm 119? Any guesses? Don't be shy this morning. It's a long weekend. You can wake up. She's doing the Jesus thing. She's answering a question with a question. Very good. Her question was, did David write it? Possibly. We don't actually know. Scholars think it could have been David, it could have been Ezra, it could have been Daniel, or it could have even been Jeremiah. But we just don't know. So David is a pretty good guess, given that he wrote a third of those psalms. Well, Psalm 119 is unique for three reasons. The first is that it is the longest chapter in the Bible. How long is it? How many verses? Lots. I didn't hear the answer. 176 verses. And it's divided into 22 sections. Now, to be fair, the Psalms are not actually chapters, but are individual writings that can stand on their own. But the point is, it's a long chapter. The second reason it's unique is that it uses a Hebrew literary device called an acrostic, for you English majors. You know what an acrostic is. Every one of the 22 stanzas is linked to the Hebrew alphabet. The first section starts with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the second with the second letter, and so on. But that's not all. Each section has 8 verses, and each verse begins with that same letter of the alphabet. Some translators and some translations, like the NIV, has these sections marked in your Bible, and even has the Hebrew letter beside them. So let me just see if I can put it into our English terminology, what that could look like. If you were to write Psalm 119 today using our English alphabet, you would start with the letter, good students, and each of the 8 verses in your first stanza would begin with the letter, very good. For example, verse 1, awesome is our God, faithful in all he does. Verse 2, above the heavens are you to be exalted, O Lord. Verse 3, ancient of days is your name, and we praise you. Verse 4, all creation sings your praise, Yahweh, because all are created by you. Verse 5, and so on and so on. Do you get the picture? That's how Psalm 119 is laid out. So clearly, the author of Psalm 119 was meticulous and detailed. So the third way this psalm is unique is it is in its repeated reference to God's word. This psalm uses 8 different words or terms to describe God's word: law, testimonies, precepts, statutes or ordinances, commandments, judgments or decrees or rules, promises, and word. And the word here referring to both spoken and written word. In fact, these terms are used at least once in every verse except 2. Remarkable. 174 verses use one of these 8 terms. And the 2 exceptions, if you want to take notes there, is verse 122 and 132. The only 2 verses in all Psalm 119 that don't reference God's word in some form. Well, translators have a very difficult time separating their meaning, and so depending on which one you use, you will see different words used for different verses. And it can get confusing. But for simplicity this morning, we will be using the ESV, the English Standard Version. Why? Because as I dug into this psalm a little bit more and into these words, it seems to best reflect the Hebrew meanings for these 8 words. Now, I typically use the NIV or the NLT, and so that's not wrong, but the ESV seems to be most closely reflecting these 8 words. So we're going to look at Psalm 119 through the lens of the ESV this morning. Well, let's take a very brief look at these 8 words before we jump into our text. Law, or Torah, you've heard that word. This term means instruction or teaching, and it emphasizes the authoritative guidance and direction found in God's word. Most common is this word used in the Old Testament. It's the most common word used in the Old Testament, the law. Testimonies, used 23 times. These are declarations of truth, often associated with the covenant relationship between God and his people. And I think I didn't put there, in terms of an example. Declarations of God's truth. Then we have precepts, 21 times. These are God's specific commands and instructions that is a higher level of service required. And often they emphasize the need for careful attention and obedience to his word. Then we have statutes or ordinances. They occur 21 times. These are God's fixed and unchangeable laws, emphasizing their permanence and authority. These are lines we should not cross. They are in place for our protection. Then we have commandments, used 22 times. These are God's commands and principles, highlighting the authority and obligation to obey God's will. Next comes judgments or decrees, used 23 times. This term refers to God's decisions and rulings, emphasizing the legal and ethical standards found in his word. Then his promise. sometimes translated also as word, used 19 times. And this term is derived from the verb to say, and it emphasizes God's spoken word and his faithfulness in fulfilling his promises. Finally, word, used 24 times. And this is a general term for God's spoken word, encompassing all forms of divine revelation. It is authoritative and it is binding. Well, the fact that it takes 8 words to describe God's laws should tell us something about the magnitude of God's character and nature. It's like the psalmist can't express how vast and great this is, so he uses several different words. It's kind of like the many different names for God used in the Old Testament, particularly. It's impossible to pin God down on specifics. He is just too great for that. So, I warned you last week. Let's read, yes, through the entire Psalm 119. And I want to invite my 5 readers. Some of you have been wondering why there's 5 hot seats up here. So if my 5 readers could come up and situate yourself with reader 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I deliberately did not put the scripture text on the screen. Shocking, I know. So feel free to follow in your Bible, but we will be using the ESV. So yes, reader 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The reason I didn't put it on the screen is I want us to be soaking in, immersing ourselves in this text this morning. And I invite you, if you even want to close your eyes and listen, we're going to take it stanza by stanza and listen to what the Word of God says and see if you can identify these 8 words that are repeated over and over again to to reference God's Word. On your chairs, and if you didn't get one, Maureen's got some extras, is a double-sided little half sheet of paper, which will be a summary of these 22 stanzas. And as we read, we'll pause after each stanza, and I will make a comment regarding what's written on your sheet here. But this is for you to take home. I'll refer to it again later, and I do give credit to a man by the name of Danny Aiken, from Southwestern Seminary, who inspired me to lay it out in this format. So I hope that it's going to be helpful. All right. So we're going to begin. I'm going to read the first and the last stanzas because then it left 20 and 5 people divided by, yeah, you get the picture. So they're each going to be reading 4 different stanzas, but not all at once. All right. This is the Word of God as recorded in Psalm 119. Stanza 1, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Okay, before we go on your sheet there you'll notice a little summary. These 8 verses could be summarized this way. Those who walk in the law of the Lord are blameless and blessed. A little easier to remember than 8 verses, right? All right, there stands the one.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes and I will not forget your word.
All right, stanza number 2, second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, could be summarized. Those who seek God and live according to his word are spiritually rich. Stanza 3.
Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones, who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors.
So this could be summarized. Those who look deeply into the word of God are delighted in what they see. Stanza 4.
My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart.
Those who are experiencing troubles will find life and strength in the word of God. Stanza 5.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
Those who allow the Lord to teach them his word will be rewarded with life and joy. Stanza 6.
Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I shall have the answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your laws continually forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be put to shame, for I find delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
Those who trust in God's word will be ready to answer anyone who challenges them. Stanza 7.
Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me that I have kept your precepts.
Those who remember God's word will be comforted by it. Stanza 8.
The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes.
Summarized, those who keep God's word will find friendship in others who also fear and obey him. Stanza 9.
You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart, I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
Those who face affliction learn good judgment and knowledge through the word of the Lord. Stanza 10.
Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame.
Those who receive comfort from the Lord's faithful love will delight in his word. Stanza 11.
My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? And when will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. And your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth.
Those who long to overcome hardship find comfort and hope through salvation in God's word. We're halfway through. How are you doing? No, not enough. There's lots here. Stanza 12.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad.
Those who hold on to the enduring word of God delight in his teachings and find life. Stanza 13.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Those who love God's word meditate on it all day long and gain understanding. Stanza 14.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my free will offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end.
Those who keep the word of God find it to be a lamp for their feet and a light for their path. Stanza 15.
I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up that I may be safe and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross, therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments.
Those who reject the wicked trust in the Lord and love his word. Stanza 16.
I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way.
Those who do what is right are servants of the Lord, who love God's word more than anything. Stanza 17.
Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words give light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get a dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law.
Those who find God's word wonderful weep over those who do not. Stanza 18.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live.
Those who are zealous for God's word acknowledge his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Stanza 19.
With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law, but you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever.
Those who call on the Lord to save them find hope in his word and know he is near. Stanza 20.
Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O God. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life, O Lord, according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever.
Those who seek life through God's word are not disappointed, but find truth. Stanza 21.
Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you.
Those who love God's word will fear, rejoice, love, and praise him because he gives great peace. And stanza 22. Let me come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. And summarized, those who cry out to the Lord as their shepherd can find understanding and comfort in God's word. We made it. Congratulations. And thank you so much to our readers. You can go back to your seats now. Appreciate your willingness. Do you now understand a little bit more of God's richness of his word? Let's take a moment. What was something that stood out as you listened and followed along? Something that kind of grabbed hold. Just call it out and we'll hear what you have to say. Yeah, stay close to the Lord. Be comforted by his word, yes.
It seemed like there was praise, guidance, and a bit of lament as well.
So Ethan is saying there was praise, guidance, and some lament, which is interesting because Maureen, who spoke on lament a couple Sundays ago, as she was reading through, said, hey, did you know there's a section here that's a lament? So good observation. Anne-Marie. There's no wrong. There's no wrong in God's word. Absolutely not.
God loves to be faithful.
God loves to be faithful. Yeah. It's who he is. It's part of his very nature and character. Yeah. My goal this morning was not to get out of preaching, but to let the word of God preach to you. And it's interesting, as you think of what we've just read through, maybe your mind has already jumped ahead into the New Testament. And there's a lot of passages that we could spend time looking at. That'd be another whole sermon morning. But I want to take you to one New Testament passage that you're probably familiar with. And I'm calling that Paul's perspective on God's word from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. And it should come up there on the screen. There it is. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. There's a lot in that verse. I've preached it before. Probably Norm has preached that passage at some point. But there's four key things that happen in there that I think tie very closely to what we just read in Psalm 119, which I kind of want to use to pull this all together. So here's a practical way of looking at these verses according to the Navigators. And there's a diagram that you'll see there. The Navigators are a discipleship organization known for their intense mentoring approach to Scripture. And you'll notice the four key words that we just read in 2 Timothy. So here's how this little diagram works. God's Word, as we just discovered in Psalm 119, is the teaching component. God's Word teaches. It shows you the path that you should walk on. Remember, your Word is a... Yeah, Psalm 119, 105. Okay, so it's showing the path to walk on. It's supposed to train us in righteousness, and it's designed to show us how to stay on that path. But as you and I know, what happens often is we get off that path. We get distracted, we get sidetracked, we stumble, we fall. And that's where the word rebuke comes in. God's word rebukes us. That is, it shows us where we've gotten off the path. Sometimes that's pretty obvious, but sometimes we need a reminder. Sometimes God uses other people to come alongside and say, hey, brother, hey, sister, like, what are you doing here? So God's word rebukes, and then you bring that circle around. It doesn't just rebuke, it corrects. It shows how we need to get on back onto the path that we have gotten off. And once we're back on the path, you can see The trend continues. We get back to the training in righteousness, which is what the Word of God is designed to do, to show us how to stay on that path. I just love that diagram. I find it very helpful as a simple reminder. So if you want to take a snapshot of that, I don't have that on your sheet there, but you may find that helpful. Well, let's wrap this up. Truly, this is the incomparable Word of God. And I hope that you now have a deeper appreciation and love for God's Word. There is nothing in the world that compares to His Word. And if you've never read Psalm 119 for yourself, many of you have now, I would encourage you to do so this week. Or even if you have read it, go back and read it again now that you've kind of got some fresh eyes and ears on it. And then take the handout and spend time this week reflecting. Maybe take two or three or four of these each day, maybe five or six, and reflect on them. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you, impact you, and again, remind you of the depth and knowledge that the Word of God brings and what it means for you personally. So let me leave you with a couple of reflection questions or challenges. First one, are you spending time regularly soaking in God's Word? And I'm not going to knock a five-minute devotional app. It's not my place, but do you spend time soaking in the Word, which takes a little longer than just 5 minutes? If 5 minutes is what you have, go for it. But maybe this morning you have a little bit more of a desire to just spend time soaking and reflecting on God's Word. And number two, are you allowing the Word of God to shape and guide you in all you do? Are you being trained in righteousness, or have you somehow gotten off the path and you need some rebuking and you need some correcting? God's Word is designed to do that and to shape us in all that we do. Father God, thank you for this psalm. Thank you for this series we've had through these summer months. So grateful for the opportunity and for the many people that have stepped in to share to give their perspective and to let your words be your words. And this morning, I'm hoping and praying that we have been overwhelmed in a positive way with the power, the majesty, the magnitude of your word. And we know that your word is that lamp and that light, directing us, guiding us, and guarding us. May we be reminded, even as we go into this week, to spend that time to soak in your word, to take in what you have, to invite the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, and then to transform us to become more and more like your Son, Jesus. So thank you for your words. Thank you for the way that they teach us and remind us of who you are. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As God's kingdom go, seeking to be people of the word. And we'll see you next Sunday for our fall kickoff. God bless. Thanks for being here this morning.